And we're going to skip across the 630 News and jump right into a conversation with Chris Canelli, the Arena Committee Chair of the Northfield Hockey Association. Good morning,
yes,
Chris.
Good morning, Logan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We appreciate you coming in early. We don't usually do a 630 interview, but this is where the time worked. So.
That time of year, isn't it?
It always seems to be that time of year. So I want to start with you maybe backing up a little bit and just asking kind of the question, what exactly is the Hockey Association? I think for those who aren't super ingrained in the hockey community, it can get confusing because at first I go, well, wait a second. You've got a bunch of kids that are involved in hockey, but they're actually involved in the Raiders hockey team. So where does the Hockey Association fall in the kind of hockey community in Northfield?
Right. No, my boys have kind of graduated from what Northfield Hockey Association is at this point. But, you know, it's truly the fundraising is a partnership, but Northfield Hockey Association itself is the lead fundraiser for the new Ice Arena project. Northfield Hockey Association supports youth hockey in Northfield and the surrounding community. We have a pretty wide reach of participants that come and skate here as far away from Lonsdale and other surrounding community, Cannon Falls, of anything else where teams don't have indoor ice. So it's a wider reach than just Northfield, but we have about 240 participants aged from about age 5 to 14, 15 when they age out into high school level. That's both boys and girls programs. And those numbers have been growing over the years.
Yeah. So you're kind of almost, maybe that's the wrong word, but like a feeder system for the high school.
You got a club hockey system. Yep. Or a sports system.
Well, wonderful. And today is kind of the wrapping up phase of the fundraiser that you've been conducting for the Ice Arena. You've been having a fundraiser since the fall now, collecting money. How many more days do people have left to donate?
Yeah, we've extended to the end of the month. So really, it's good news in the fact that everything is probably going to go back through council for the final guaranteed maximum price on the construction contract on May 6th. Mm-hmm. Our big donors who have put out this match gift, was really supposed to expire today. They've let us push that now with that not going through till May 6th, till May 1st. So we're really to the end of the month trying to get that done. We're working on some very exciting things on these final gifts, and we've made great progress so far. You know, we will continue to raise money after May 1st, but that really the key dates here is when we let the city know at May 6th how much we've raised, how much can go towards that project, and then what we can add back to the project. There's a couple big things that are being bid as alternates, including enhanced seating, concrete stadium seating, as well as a dry land facility that'd be both bid as alternates.
Mm-hmm. So if you really want to get the donations in to make the most impact by the end of the month is the most important time to do that.
You got it. And people can make pledges. They can play those pledges over 5 years, but having the pledge amount and how you plan to pay is really the most important thing to get in by the end of the month. We'll still be out there asking for dollars in the future, but this is the key push right now.
Sure. And let's maybe break down the donation a little bit, because there's both a monetary donation you guys are giving and also a like actual land donation that you're giving to this project too. Could you break down a little bit how the donation is working?
Absolutely. One of the very exciting things that's going on right now that'll be finalized in the next 2 weeks before we get to council is a further enhancement of the land before we donate it to the city. So we're working with a local site contractor that would actually come and do all the major utility connections and site work and major grading of the site prior to us deeding that over to the city. So that is in the works. Really, the value of the land when it was deeded to us from the Gleason family, which is gifted to Northfield Hockey Association about 4 or 5 years ago, was about $770,000. Mm-hmm. So that has always been part of the project that we've been bringing to the table with the city. And beyond that, they've asked us to raise $2 million to make the project happen. So really, that in our mind, that's 2.75 because the land's going in there. Currently today, we sit at about 3.75. And with this other big one getting finalized and some other large donors who are have kind of made commitments but not finalized here in the next couple of weeks, we expect to get well above 4.
And so, I mean, well over the goal of $2 million, right?
Yes.
And that initial goal, if I'm correct, was to help lower the overall cost to taxpayers of the project.
That's correct.
And everything after that's to kind of add in some of these items that were never put into the project, right? We talk about the dry land facility, the concrete seating. Am I missing any of the big ones?
Nope, those are the big ones for sure. And certainly there's, as we look at it long term, there's also the potential for doing more with the outside rink area. Right now that's kind of listed as by owners. If you know our current arena, there's a great outdoor rink there that the kids can skate on. We can use that for practices because we have the indoor locker rooms right by, and it's really a great feature. But nothing's included for that in the original project.
And for people interested in donating, is there a website to go to or a, yes. a form to complete?
You got it. Home push here. NorthfieldIceArena.org is our website. You can that'll take you to a link where you can donate directly online. Mm-hmm. Also has our pledge cards on there. As you know, we're partnering with Northfield Shares on the fundraising here, which is a 501c3, so everything is completely tax deductible. Those big generous donors that we had lead off this thing, the College City Bedverge and Sawyer family, are still having their match programs in place through the end of the month, so now is the time to go and click that button.
Folks, we're talking with Chris Scanelli of the Northfield Hockey Association about the kind of final fundraising push for the Ice Arena and just the Ice Arena project overall. Chris, with a newer Ice Arena, I think we hear that this current Ice Arena is not always the in the greatest condition or the nicest compared to a lot of the neighboring Ice Arenas. With a new Ice Arena, does that give the potential that we could now begin hosting more events, either for the Hockey Association or for the high school, and potentially have more tournaments and things come to Northfield in hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it will be an economic driver for our town, and the argument of saying we're really just replacing one sheet, we hear a lot, but there's currently teams that won't come play in our arena just for the current state it's in. That happens at the high school level. It also has limited us in hosting more tournaments and filling our tournaments when we have them. So certainly there's upside there. We've continued to look at partnerships with St. Olaf and also with Shattuck and Faribault for hosting bigger tournaments with a newer facility. So we know that'll drive some recognition there. But one of the key things of why this is so important to our community, it's one of the reasons why people move to a town. Mm-hmm. And really the question we kind of got to here in Northfield was either ice or no ice. I mean, it really didn't make sense to put any money to that current facility. We came up with a great public-private partnership to make this happen. You know, well, Dundas contributing, school district contributing, we're contributing, city of Northfield. But really, let's make sure we've got a long-term structure. You know, this is a 50-year structure we're building that really will attract young families to our community to help us continue to grow.
And actually, you jumped ahead to my next question a little bit, but in your other half of your life, I mean, it seems like you're always here with hockey, but your professional career is you're a developer, you know a lot about economic development and businesses in the community. Can you talk about, from that stance of now as a business person, what is the importance of having an ice arena in a community? What does it do for helping develop an economy in a town like ours?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, certainly it's one of the boxes that gets checked for attracting businesses to town, driving anything else. I think one of the interesting things for me of having been through so many years of hockey with my kids is that really you're kind of trapped once you drop them off for practice an hour early, sit through an hour of practice, and then can't pick them up till 30 minutes after because they're messing around the locker room. Mm-hmm. You've got 2.5 hours. So there's a very steady flow of restaurants and bars and even people doing grocery shopping in that time that you have a captive audience. So the reach is not just in bringing people to our community to live here of one of the things that needs to be. We've got a wonderful school district, so this is another piece of that puzzle, but it also attracts people to spend money in our community when they're here.
Mm-hmm. And you're not the only nonprofit or kind of association that uses this, and yes. If you can't speak on the behalf of them, that's okay, but the skating school is also involved in this, and I've been learning a little bit about the skating school in the last few weeks, but they actually are a pretty huge organization that seems like they're a quiet partner in this and the whole project,
yes,
too.
Yes, you're right. They do stay a little quieter, but a great user and a great program running by Carrie Tink Ellenberg, Carlton grad. She's just done a phenomenal job. She actually partners with the Hockey Association a lot and comes and teaches power skating and hockey skating trails with our summer programs. But Northfield Skating School also runs through community ed, and they have grown wildly as well and are doing very well and a great contributor to the community.
Anything else, Chris, you want the Northfield community to know about the Ice Arena, either to donate or, you know, answering any of the common questions you hear out there about the Ice Arena?
Yeah, we're just very excited. I mean, I am honored and humbled and everything else just with how the fundraising's gone, and especially some of these large donors have stepped up and some of the amazing stories and conversations we've had with people. One amazing one was someone who was actually involved in the construction of the current Ice Arena back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was 4 or 10 individuals pooling money together and building it. So they've been around since then, helped build that one, and now are contributing to the second one. So it really, in my mind, speaks to Northfield, our spirit of giving, our spirit of making things happen. So I'm touched we're at where we are. And, you know, if there's people on the fence thinking, are they willing to give or not, get there and try to give it in the next 2 weeks and help us get across this so we can make sure we come in strong to the city and let them know what we can add back to the project. And thanks to the community for your support.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Thank you for always being, I mean, this was a very quick interview we planned, but I appreciate you coming in and chatting about this and kind of seeing the other perspective.
Thanks for all the support from KYMN as well. We appreciate you guys.
Of course. Folks, that was Chris Canelli of the Northfield Hockey Association here.